Rome began as a thousand American cities have done, by being a convenient place for barter and horse trading. It lay in the heart of the plains of central Italy. The Tiber provided direct access to the sea. The land road from north to south found here a convenient ford which could be used all the year round. And seven little hills along the banks of the river offered the inhabitants a safe shelter against their enemies who lived in the mountains, and those who lived beyond the horizon of the nearby sea. The mountaineers were called the Sabins. They were a rough crowd with an unholy desire for easy plunder. But they were very backward. They used stone axes and wooden shields, and were no match for the Romans with their steel swords. The sea people, on the other hand, were dangerous foes. They were called the Etruscans, and they were, and still are, one of the greatest mysteries of history. Nobody knew or knows whence they came, who they were, what had driven them away from their original homes. We have found the remains of their cities, and their cemeteries, and their waterworks all along the Italian coast. We are familiar with their inscriptions. But, as no one has ever been able to decipher the Etruscan alphabet, these written messages are so far merely annoying and not at all useful.